Chrissy messaged me. She's like, I see you're in my office or something like that. I hope you, or something. But
hey, everybody, welcome back. Welcome back. I hope you had a great lunch. We are just popping in here for a few minutes before we start our next section at 12:45 with a speaker. And so we thought we would touch in with everybody and just give some encouragement to attend the trade booths. So in case you were wondering, the trade booths that are provided here at the platform at the Future of Work Summit are all geared towards mobilization of all of the things that we've been discussing in the talks leading up to this day. And so what you'll see is a grouping of agencies, local service providers, individuals representing different organizations in our local area who can support your employment needs. From an agency perspective, government-funded services, we have a group of people acting from that branch of things. We also have a number of service providers who are fee-for-service oriented from the creative side of things, marketing, production, photography, videography, these kinds of things, so that, you know, if you have needs with respect to your marketing distribution support, wow, I've been talking away on mute. Fantastic. Welcome everybody back to the Work Matters break. We are just relaunching our afternoon session here at 12:30, and we will be restarting with the next speaker at 12:45. And so I wanted to let everybody know that we are offering trade booth experiences during the breaks. And so one of the critical things about this is for you to know that all of the people representing at a trade booth this day here at the summit are all geared towards helping you mobilize some of these recommendations and topics that are being discussed in the summit. So particularly, we have a group of community partners and agencies who are here to support you in our local community here in Lanark and Renfrew counties. Some of our NGOs or government-funded service providers in Employment Ontario, Skills Training, and others are here today for you to access government-funded programs. And we also have a number of people here today who are service providers, fee-for-service service providers. So individuals that can support your marketing distributions, people that can do some photography, some branding, some videography for your business to be able to elevate your marketing. We also have a number of people here from WorldSkills and other agencies that are focused on recruiting and finding the right talent. So please make sure you check out those individuals. They have a breadth of knowledge and skills from across different sectors and different focus points. But those individuals, you can even just drop them a message and they'll get back to you for another time. But all of the people inside the trade booth environment today and all of the information that they have distributed at their trade booth level, are all geared towards the actions of today. So all the speech elements that Emery went through, he has a booth, Colin's topics, all of those individuals and the people that can mobilize the actions and the products that you might need to support that are in our trade booth environment. So please take the time to browse around, check it out. There's some really great videos. I certainly won't do any shameless plugging of my own booths, but there's lots of really great stuff there for you to consume, videos, downloads, website links, and all of that. Thank you so much. Actually, Marco's just dropping into the chat here to let everybody know that he's there to answer questions at WorldSkills, which is an organization I've worked with before, and they are incredible, really awesome group to get in touch with. Please get involved in the trade booths if you have the time and the energy. At the end of today, we're actually going to leave it open for some time after the speeches to be able to, the closing remarks, for you to take some time and sort of push around in that digital space. So please, you know, if you're having any trouble navigating inside the booth or anything, please pop into the chat function of this session, or you can, of course, just walk, you know, sort of toggle right into that Work Matters booth where you can have individual responses to your exact questions. Okay. So we've got Sonia and Aaron and James. They're all there to help answer those questions for you. Okay. All right. So now that we're all back and not everybody is going to attend this session, but we will have our guest speaker coming in at 12:45. But between now and then, I wanted to ask a couple quick critical questions. So one of the things that I always like to ask as a facilitator is, what did you talk about at lunch? And so I would love to know if anybody was sharing outside of the conference with others about what you've heard, what you learned. Were you asking questions? Did you go on the web and look at some things? Were you in the trade booth? Did you consume some videos? Did you just eat a bunch of pizza? I'm super into it. Tell me what you did on your lunch. I'd love to hear some highlights. So please just feel free to come out and unmute, or you can drop it in the chat and I'll flesh it out and have fun with it. So we'd love to hear some takeaways and what you really were thinking on over lunch. Give me all your goodies. This really helps. Any information that you can provide us really helps us to make these events better for you and really focusing in. Oh, thank you so much, Charlene. And so, oh, great. So debriefing and sharing with the team, checking in on a couple trade booths. That's so great. I love this pay it forward mentality that you have, Charlene. You're such an awesome person. Oh, great. Ah, Liz. Checking out the book that Emery was talking about, Retain and Gain, which, if everybody didn't catch it, is a free download. Okay, it's also available for purchase if you like that hard copy feel. But Liz was just letting them, and John actually letting us know that they were actually diving into that. That's great. I also hear someone unmuted. Would you like to pop out? Awesome. No problem. There's no need. I can do all the talking. Clearly I have the gift of the gab. That's wonderful. So what we have, oh, you know what? Someone mentioned here that they called their husband to tell them what they're learning. So that's awesome. We love to hear about sort of those kitchen table talks where we end up really talking and discussing about our workday. And I loved how Emery was talking about the culture, conversation is actually what you say when someone asks you how your day was. That's so great. Okay. And thank you very much. We will be welcoming any feedback or highlights, any shareables, any takeaways. And certainly if you have any, you know, insights to share with the crew, stuff that you've done that has worked for you, you know, this is an opportunity for you to pop out and chat and check in. And after this particular session ends in about 5 minutes, we are going to be inviting you to drop back into the trade booth area. And I said that there's a guest speaker, but there's the trade booth session first, where we can actually drop in to talk with those trade booth people, get some questions asked. Oh, and thank you so much, Shelley, for dropping the link directly to the Retain and Gain book in the chat. So if anyone's looking for that one I commented on, please drop in there. But today we do have that networking session following this from 12:45 to 1:30. And I'm actually going to be popping into my booth to check out any of your questions there, as well as all of the others who are here to represent their companies and services. And so please check them out. Engage in a live chat if you can. And sometimes even just leaving a message to follow up later is a great idea. Then we are going to be joining Bailey Parnell at 1:30 to talk with her and have her deliver one of the most incredible presentations. Bailey was one of Canada's top most powerful women, 100 most powerful women in 2016. And I have a close client relationship with who does her marketing, and we know just what a powerhouse Bailey is. So please make sure to attend in about 45 minutes into Bailey's session. Okay, be sure to show up for that one. It's going to be incredible. She's a brilliant woman. She owns a really cool company called Skills Camp. And then she also has a handle called Safe Social, which is all about making sure that social media is safe for youth and mental health, which is one of the coolest Canadian influential organizations that's emerging today. And then following Bailey, we will have a final remarks section where we will talk about the next phase of Work Matters and what is happening broadly for your supports in this region. And we'll give our generous thanks and close the session and welcome you back to the trade booth floor at that time. So without further ado, I will just leave a few more minutes here for anyone to chime in on what they were learning about, any highlights, anything you'd like to share. You can also ask me any questions if you have anything that you have a burning desire to know. We are here for you for the next 4 minutes, and then we will pop into the trade booth environment to support your exact custom question and answer period. Awesome. There's still people piling in too, which is so great. Just finishing up lunch. I have a question for you. Somebody drop in the chat if you have an opinion about conflict resolution. I would like to know who has trouble making or starting difficult conversations with staff and individuals, suppliers, people you collaborate with. Has this ever crossed your mind? How do I resist having difficult conversations? Does anyone relate to that? Backburnering, you know, sort of delaying having a difficult conversation. Anyone feel that way here? Yes. Okay. And do we think this is related to that it's totally relatable? Yeah. And de-escalation, not my favorite thing to do. Yeah. Okay. Great. There's a model that Michaela's talking about here, COIN, I'm not familiar with, but I bet you we could find out. Very much so, it can be a challenge. Yeah. Oh, yes. So there's that small town context. Thank you, Sonia, for Sonia C-word for this comment, because in small towns, difficult conversations are real. You see people in the grocery store, we're knocking shoulders every day, and reputations travel from middle school forward and all those really tricky things, a small town rapport. And, you know, what's interesting about conflict or difficult conversations is that I see this a lot in my work, where that's, it's actually the culture that we live in Canada. Does anybody know how we say, people think globally that Canadians are really polite? You ever heard that before? Yeah, it's often related to the cultural realities that we often share, which is called saving face. Has anyone ever heard that expression where we just kind of like dance around a comment to kind of avoid? Yeah, so we have a culture of saving face here so that we don't offend. And so I think the lack of practice of saying things that are difficult to say kind of makes it a little tricky, you know, how to approach it, how to really grab that information. So, you know, I really can relate to that. And I think that's something that's so poignant from Emery's presentation about this idea of courage and trust, trusting that our employee or who we're trying to say something difficult to is going to receive it, but, you know, also courage to do it. So very, very cool. And I see some action here in the chat revealing what COIN is and some of these tips that have dropped in. So I will close my yapper now and invite everybody to drop into the trade booth environment. I will be there as well as all of the other trade booth participants to answer your questions. Please consume their downloads and videos at your leisure. And we will all see you back here for the fierce and amazing Bailey Parnell. Thanks, everybody. See you in a little while.